John Molinaro, how are you, my friend?
Good, how are you?
Good. I know it's a big day for you. Obviously, baseball season just around the corner. I know how excited you are about that, Jays. Pitchers and catchers are in camp. Position players showing up. Are you ready? Are you ready, John, for the 2018 championship season?
You know how I feel about that, Blair.
Okay, I'll move on.
So, yes.
Are they even down in Florida? I didn't even realize that.
Stop it. Stop it. Toronto FC opens their CONCACAF Champions League tonight in Commerce City, Colorado, where apparently the temperature is minus 16. Now, that's what Andrew Nye is saying in his update, and he never lies, so I presume it's minus 16. Either way, it's going to be cold as you know what tonight. First of all, this is early to start, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, that's just the way CONCACAF works. You know, the group stage, you know, it's a bit of a disadvantage for teams like MLS because they're still in preseason, whereas a lot of the teams in Mexico and all other places in North America, they're already in the middle of their season. But it's just, you know, timing. It's just the way that they can get the entire season within the calendar year. So it's a short turnaround for Toronto, no doubt. But, you know, it is what it is, and they just simply have to deal with it.
John, I was reading that there were some changes in the format to this tournament. Anything substantial?
Nothing really major other that, you know, teams like, you know, Toronto FC enter the tournament in the knockout round, whereas before there was a group stage that they had to play. So mm-hmm. they had to play, you know, a series of round-robin games. That was an accommodation that CONCACAF made to MLS teams. So now they enter directly into the round of 16 as opposed to, you know, playing those early round games.
Now, Toronto FC's made a number of off-season moves. Some of the players aren't with the team yet. I know that Akache is apparently en route. He's not here. I don't believe Vanderveel is with the team, is he?
No, he's not. His wife is due any day, so he was allowed to stay behind.
So how will Greg Vanney go about employing his players tonight, especially if, you know, I don't know if the pitch is going to be an issue, but the temperature certainly will be an issue. How does Greg Vanney go about managing this match?
Yeah, the temperature will be an issue. I don't think the field will be an issue, only because the Commerce City Stadium has underground heating in the field, so it should be okay. You know, how he goes about it, I think he just, you know, goes about it in terms of playing to win, and he's going to set out his best team out there. No doubt, you know, Vanderveel, they would have liked to have had him starting at right back, but I don't think it changes much. They clearly made this, you know, a top priority, the Champions League, winning it and going very far in the tournament, so I suspect he's going to be very aggressive and just kind of approach this like he would, you know, like it was an MLS Cup game. They want to sort of put the hammer down, you know, earn a positive result in Colorado, and then, you know, to bring back to the return leg in at BMO Field next week.
From where I'm sitting, there shouldn't be much pushback on the Colorado side. I know there have been a lot of changes on their team, including a new head coach, I believe. But this is a team that was essentially at the bottom of the table last year. So it seems to be a nice, quote-unquote, warm-up game for TFC.
Yeah, on paper, I think it certainly looks that way. Colorado, very much a team in transition, I would suggest, even with a player the caliber of Tim Howard in goal, who's played mm-hmm. in the Premier League. You know, I think, you know, when the draw came out a few months ago and TFC got Colorado, I'm sure they were quietly, you know, pleased with that without doing too much celebration. Want to be
a Napoleon Dynamite, just like fist pump. Yes.
There you go. Yeah. So, but, you know, there's trapdoors here. I mean, Colorado is not an easy place to play with sort of altitude and the cold weather. That's going to be an issue. And if you do get by them, then, you know, potentially in the next round in the quarterfinals, Toronto is going to play likely Tigres, which is, you know, one of the top teams in Mexico. So their path to the final is it's a difficult one. It's not easy by any chance. This first step might be a little bit easy, but after that, it really heats up. So I think the way they look at this is just sort of the first step down a very difficult road to get to the final.
How would you expect to see TFC line up tonight, given the fact that, you know, Vanderveel isn't there? We mentioned Akache isn't there yet. Oro is there, I believe. But how would you expect to see them line up?
I think they're going to Greg kind of hinted at this all through preseason, how they want to be more tactically flexible and not rely solely on the 3-5-2 formation and, you know, kind of throw other looks at teams. And I think we're going to see a different look tonight. I suspect he's going to go with four at the back and kind of like a diamond-shaped midfield and really, you know, give something Colorado something different to deal with that they haven't really dealt with when playing with TFC before. I think you want to sort of set, you know, this tactical flexibility, in progress early on in the season before, you know, MLS kicks off. And if they can sort of do that over these two legs against Colorado, then I think that sets them well to execute it with greater success down the road.
You know, you made the point, too, in your article a couple of days ago that if you need to know how seriously TFC is taking this, they did prepare by going to Mexico City, which is, as you point out, 7,300 feet above sea level. Dick's Sporting Goods Park is 5,200 feet above sea level. So this is, I think if you're TFC almost, this is kind of the next stage in your evolution as an organization, as a club, isn't it? I mean, you know, you've won the MLS Cup and you know, yeah, there's the financial aspect and everything like that, but you want to be one of the best teams in your region. And this is kind of the next step towards that, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, they've talked about sort of wanting to measure themselves up against the top teams in the region, and this is how you do it. You can't really ask for much of a much better season than they had last year when, you know, they won the MLS Cup, they won the Canadian Championship, they won the Supporters Shield, they set the regular season record for most points. You know, the next frontier is success in the CONCACAF Champions League, which is something that MLS clubs haven't had a great deal of success in. Only two teams have ever reached the final. And, you know, all but I think two of the finals have been all Mexican sort of affairs between two teams from Mexico's top division. So, you know, I think there's a certain amount of TFC wanting to prove themselves against the top teams in CONCACAF, but also, you know, fighting for a little bit of pride and restoring a little pride in MLS and showing that, you know, the league has progressed and it can sort of be that sort of flag bearer for Major League Soccer in this competition.
I love that they're just going for it and they're making no qualms about letting everyone know how serious they are. They're taking advantage of the core that they have now and wanting to be contenders. And that competitiveness is something that Toronto sports fans really respond to. And we've seen that with how the city has embraced them early on. So far, one of the things that TFC keeps talking about from coaches to players is that they're only taking it one game at a time, focusing on the 90 minutes that's in front of them. How annoying is this rhetoric going to be throughout the season if that's the mantra they're going with so early on?
Well, it was a mantra that they used all last year, so I'm quite familiar with it. Yeah. But I mean, as an outsider, it sounds terribly cliched, but, you know, it worked for them. And that's literally how they sort of approached each game last year. It was 90 minutes at a time. And as soon as the game was over, it was over. And they were already looking ahead to the next game. So I think by breaking it down in those sort of 90-minute segments or those 90-minute blocks, the results, you know, speak for themselves. It served them well. And I sort of asked, you know, Tim Bezbachenko, the GM, last week, if that was sort of the same philosophical framework or template that they plan to use this year, you know, of that 90 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely. So, you know, as boring as it may be, you know, in terms of, you know, quotes from media quotes and whatnot, it is what it is. And you can hardly sort of blame them or argue with the results thus far.
Mr. Molinaro, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this.
No problem. Go Red Sox.
Oh, you're such a bad human
being.
Yes,
I love it. I love it. I love it. Especially after giving me grief for Tiger Woods.
Take care.
Yes.
No problem.